Federal prosecutors said in a court meeting today that they will pursue criminal contempt of court charges against Maricopa County Sheriff Joe Arpaio. KJZZ's Jude Joffe Blanc is here with me to explain the latest. So, Jude, we're going to get into what happened in court, but first, just remind us what today's court meeting was about and how we got there.
Right. So back in August, the judge overseeing the racial profiling lawsuit against the sheriff asked federal prosecutors to pursue criminal contempt of court charges against Arpaio and three others. That's his chief deputy, an MCSO captain, and an attorney. And the judge found they had willfully violated his court orders. The biggest violation the judge had found was that Arpaio ignored a 2011 order that said he had to stop making immigration-related arrests. But there were also the issues facing the other three defendants had to do with failing to turn over evidence after the judge ordered it, specifically hard drives from a secret informant, Dennis Montgomery, and over 1,500 identifications the sheriff's office had confiscated that were supposed to be handed over to the court and its monitor. And so after the judge made the recommendation for criminal contempt charges, the U.S. attorney for Arizona recused himself, citing a conflict of interest, and lawyers in D.C. with the public integrity section took over. But up until today, we didn't know whether they would pursue charges or not. This was the very first meeting of all those parties in front of a new judge. This is Judge Susan Bolton's courtroom where this all happened. And today, the prosecutors from D.C. made clear they would be charging Arpaio with criminal contempt of court.
Jude, as you mentioned, there are a few defendants and a few different violations here. What do we know about what exactly the charges will be?
We know the Justice Department wants to prosecute Arpaio specifically for continuing to make immigration-related arrests after the judge said he had to stop. So the other charges, which relate to the other three defendants as well, have to do with withholding evidence, but they're going to proceed separately. And the government itself actually said in court, we're worried that the statute of limitations have already run out on those other possible criminal contempt charges. That's an issue we're going to hear more about because actually the judge, Judge Bolton, wasn't entirely convinced. And so she wants to research it more. So even if the prosecutors decide that those other cases can't be charged with criminal contempt, they did say we're continuing to investigate whether we can charge them with obstruction of justice, a totally different criminal charge. That's still up in the air how it'll shake out. All that is certain today, after today's meeting, is that Arpaio will face a criminal contempt of court charge.
Well, and you've reported before that criminal contempt can be punished with incarceration. What are we looking at in this case?
So an interesting tidbit that came out is that the prosecutors also said they were willing to agree to only ask for 6 months or less of prison time. They cited Arpaio's advanced age. He's 84 years old. The prosecutors also said that would mean, though, that the sheriff would have to give up his right to a jury trial. It would be a bench trial in front of Judge Bolton instead. Arpaio's lawyer, Mel McDonald, absolutely says he wants a jury trial, so they're going to continue to debate that issue. Some of the sheriff's opponents were disappointed to hear the sheriff would not face more prison time. I should mention that outside the courthouse, a lot of young people who opposed the sheriff with the Basta Arpaio campaign to get him out of office, they were chanting, they had big signs, they were rallying, they had the big balloon out there of Arpaio in prison stripes. They're eager to see this case go forward. They were also saying they want to beat him at the ballot box first.
Right, Arpaio running for his seventh term right now, facing Democratic challenger Paul Penzone. Early voting begins tomorrow and early ballots will be in the mail.
Right. And it's clear that any criminal trial going forward won't be until long after this election. The earliest date for a trial will be early December, but Arpaio's defense lawyer, Mel McDonald, said very clearly he's going to be asking for an extension. That December date is a no-go.
So, Jude, then what can we expect to happen next?
Well, we can expect the charging document against Arpaio to be filed by prosecutors for the judge's signature by the end of the day tomorrow. So that formally kicks off this criminal case against Arpaio.
That's KJZZ's Jude Joffe Blanc. Jude, thanks as always.
Thank you.